You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Emily, I don't want you to be too grossed out, but I do have to tell you a story that does involve the human body and the changes that we go through in our lives.
It's an incredible machine.
I love puberty stories, if that's what this is about.
No. So I have to start the story by taking you back. I got to go way back. Get back in the way back machine.
So like sixth grade?
No. I'm going to take you back to the late 90s. And I was married at the time. And I'm coming home from some function or whatever. And I don't want to gross people out. But I smelled a weird smell. And I couldn't tell what the hell it was.
In your car.
Yeah, as I'm driving, and I'm looking around in the car like, okay, did I run over something? Did I bring something? I think it was about winter time. I was like, did I track something in?
Checking your shoes?
Yes, I'm doing all that as I'm driving along. And when I get home, I walk in the house, and I'm in there for probably 5 minutes, and I'm still smelling this smell. And I'm like, this has got to be on me somehow. So I'm decided to change clothes, and while I go into the bedroom to change clothes, I also decided that I have to pee. And so as I go in there and I'm doing that, the smell comes even stronger.
Out of you.
It's coming from my body somehow.
The smell is coming from inside the house.
Can you describe said smell? Do you remember? Is it like a I ate asparagus for dinner, or?
To be honest with you, it had the, it was like the scent of a sewage break.
All right.
It was not pleasant.
Okay. You're a healthy guy.
Yeah. Well, I looked down and
and started giggling.
Right.
And then,
where did that come from? No, I looked down and there is some sort of, I don't know, it looked kind of like lint in my belly button or something. So I reached down and when I pulled it out, it was like a maybe, I don't know, 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch plug. Essentially what I pulled out, and I kid you not, was part of my belly button.
Nice.
So it was rotting skin that you were smelling.
Flesh.
From my birth, if you stop and think about it. And I had always had, I never had an Audi, but I didn't have an any. I had like rim, and some people can feel that. You stick your finger in your belly button, you kind of feel the remnants of stuff down in there. And I freaked out. I mean, I freaked the hell out.
Yeah, what is coming out of
like,
me?
Like, am I going to die? What is this? And I remember going and telling, I was married at the time, I told my wife, she's like, relax, probably nothing. Why are you being such a big baby? I was like, I'm pretty freaked out. Now this is, there's no Google or anything like that. There's nothing to go online and check it out.
Were you bleeding or anything?
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
And I called that, it's like 1-800-ASK-A-NURSE or something like that.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm on hold for a few minutes, freaking out. When a nurse finally gets on the line, I'm like, should I go to the emergency room? She's like, no, this is not that rare. It happens, whatever. She goes, that is just some sort of part of your umbilical cord that was in there. And it over time, it just wears out and it comes out. I was like, I'm not going to die or anything like that. She goes, no, you're fine. Quit being a big baby. She sounded just like my wife. Quit being a big baby. I want you guys to fast forward to today. Actually, yesterday.
Same smell.
When I'm at home, I've gone for a long walk in the park. I've done several miles in the park, and I come back into the house, and I'm stripping out of my clothes because I had like the long sleeve running shirt on and stuff like that, and I smell something.
Dun, dun, dun.
How long is your umbilical cord, man?
I want you to know that I look down, same damn thing. I pulled out another plug of my belly button.
Did you bring it this morning?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Oh, I want to smell it.
In the late 90s, this was probably like 98, 99 when it happened, I so freaked out. Remember, I was standing there at the toilet. I just dropped it in there and flushed it because I was scared. This time, I saved
it. No, you didn't.
Yeah, is it here? Did you bring it?
See, suddenly you're excited.
Well, I don't want to see it.
You're not grossed out anymore,
are you? No, because it doesn't involve some animal.
I did not bring it in today.
Did you take a picture? You've got to have a picture.
Selfie.
I didn't do the day. What I did is I put it in a tissue, you know?
Yeah.
And then I put it in a little snack bag baggie, one of those Ziploc baggies.
Don't get that mixed up with your lunch, buddy.
I threw it in a bowl of M&M's I had at the house.
So anyway, I can now say that twice my belly button has fallen off.
That's so weird.
My belly button
You're growing is something.
Falling off my body all these years later. And now I have a complete and total innie.
There's got...
Isn't that strange?
There's got to be a better explanation for this.
Right. I would like to know.
You're growing
your doctor
something.
Couldn't have been that much of a hack that you have extra umbilical cord.
And how
cord.
Could you have not known after all these years?
You're
Get
in
your finger
50s.
In there.
It's
like,
fine.
What?
There was never any problem, but I think it just worked
know.
Its way
Sounds
out.
Like you got a deep you're, belly button.
You're growing something.
What are you talking about?
There is another life in
is
there.
Is your twin?
Oh it's my God, it's your twin.
It's a mini-me.
Your little hand's going to come out.
It's little Mario.
Anyway, so anybody who's listening who has experienced this before, you're not alone. I have now lost my belly button three times at birth, in my 30s, and now today.
You need to show me your belly button right now.
No, there's nothing left to see.
I want to see your deep cavernous innie now.
Fine, show me your
hello,
tattoo.
Hello, hello.
No, I'll show you my belly button. Show you mine if you show me yours.
Mix 100.3, Mix Morning Show with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy. I'm recounting the story of that twice now in my life. I have lost my belly button. Well, three times if you count my birth. I've had little pieces that have come out over the years. And
you're like a pinata.
My daughter-in-law, Sabra, is actually a nurse. And you were listening to this on your way into the hospital today?
Into work, yeah.
All right.
I heard the original story before, too.
I'm sorry, what?
I've heard the original story, too, when you lost it the second time.
Yeah, so how is this, like, what am I losing? How can I have chunks of belly button still in me?
It's just embedded in you. Your belly button isn't exposed to a bunch of outside elements, so it just falls out.
Well, there you have it. Get all over
that.
It.
So I'm not the first person, obviously, that this has happened. That nurse I talked to years ago said that this is not that rare, but...
I think it sounds like buildup to me.
No, it's not. It's definitely part of the umbilicus, so thus the smell.
Is the skin that is now shown, is it like kind of pink? Does it look fresh? Are there wrinkles?
Yeah, it does. In fact, it looks almost like it's...
like a baby's behind?
Yeah, it looks fresh and new.
It's tender.
Mm-hmm.
What does that smell like? I'm going to get in your belly button
No, I'm
morning.
Fine now. That's just it. Once that little plug comes out, all is good. Say, Bride, I'm not going to have any kind of disease hit me or anything like that, am I? Sabra?
That's a yes. That's a yes.
She's like, that was nice knowing you.
And she's gone. So.
I'm surprised nobody else has noticed that smell coming out of you.
No.
Saying.
It's not like it sticks around for hours. I mean, it's brief. It's like mm-hmm. It's like my body saying, okay, we are now giving birth.
Okay, this is going to be gross, well, but I know that smell because I had my belly button pierced four times. Not four times in the same spot. I had four different belly button rings, and they're out now, but the holes are still there. So you can kind of poke it and like pop it like a zit and, you know, skin
stuff
comes
will come out.
And I know that smell.
See?
I know that smell.
Sorry, fellas, she's taken.
Whatever, you worms in your poop.
Yeah,
let's
Jeremy.
Not judge.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, Jeremy, who's had worms and lice, you have no place to
And
talk.
Tonsil stones.
Yeah,
look that up, too.
Stones. You know, and let me bring it all the way full circle to say, you know what I thought of yesterday? I thought, because this is the last, there's nothing in there now. So I thought, this is the last week, and I thought, that was my last connection with my mom.
Oh, way to take it to that place.
Debbie Downer.
No, it's not. No. It's a very uplifting thing. It's like my last connection with my mom. And so it gave me a little thought about
my mom. She's trying to reach out to you, maybe.
That's right. She's saying, I'm sick of you.
Don't flush me.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.